Welcome to The Point. I'm Indy Todd. Later in the hour, we discuss two films being screened as part of this year's Woods Hole Film Festival. But first, in early May, we got word that the historic Cape Cinema in Dennis was going on hiatus, and they canceled scheduled screenings. The doors reopened this summer, but it has many in the community concerned about the future of this iconic theater. Joining us to discuss the past, present, and future of Cape Cinema is Eric Hart. He's president of Cape Cinema, Inc. and president of the board of directors. Hi, Eric.
How's it going?
Good. So for listeners who aren't familiar with Cape Cinema, give us a little bit of history.
Well, the Cape Cinema was built in 1930. The Cape Playhouse, which the Cape Playhouse owns the Cape Cinema, that was built in, I believe, 1927. Raymond Moore, a philanthropist who also was a theater director from Provincetown, moved up to Dennis and built the Playhouse, and then envisioned a movie house next door and built the Cape Cinema in 1930. It opened in 1930 as a summer movie theater with it's a beautiful mural on the ceiling designed by Rockwell Kent and executed by set designer Joe Malzina. The chairs at the Cape Cinema were designed by Paul Frankel, who was a Art Deco designer of furniture. So Alfred Poor designed the building. And if you look at the outside of the Cape Cinema, it looks like a church. And actually it's was designed to look like the church in Centerville. Also the sides of the cinema look like a cow barn. And so it was sort of scenes of Cape Cod. That was Alfred Poor's ideas about the Cape Cinema. So since 1930, the cinema has been running pretty regularly. I mean, other than it was interrupted for a period of time during World War II. And more recently, we were closed for almost a year during COVID. And then most recently, in May, we were closed for about 5 weeks.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the amazing mural on the ceiling, which I'm sure anybody who's been there has seen this. It went through a restoration, didn't it?
Around 1981 or 82, I believe it. There was a group of students who worked from the Museum of Fine Art of Boston who did some work on the mural then and restored it. At the time, I can remember there were chunks of canvas hanging down from the ceiling. Mm. And so they basically worked put the canvas back up from the inside. I mean, since then, you know, we've had a number of restorers looking at the mural, and it's, you know, people think that the mural was, you know, was painted on the ceiling. That's not true. It was canvas that was painted strips of canvas like a puzzle were all sort of geometrically the same size were painted in New York by set designer Joel Malzina and his students, and then brought up here to the Cape and installed like a puzzle. And when it was first restored, remember seeing, you could hardly notice that at all. You couldn't really notice the seams. Mm. But since then, it's been gradually deteriorating again. I think the issue really is an issue of humidity.
Right.
Which
yeah.
Really, and so I think in the future, hopefully, the Playhouse, who owns the building, is and we're working towards a direction of having the mural restored.
Right. So Cape Cinema is an art house cinema, not your typical Cineplex theater. So describe the types of films and performances that you bring into the community.
Okay, so I think like the main thing is we've really focused on independent film and foreign language films and special events, you know, like directors or people that had environmental issue have come and showed a film and then discussed it with a Q&A afterwards. I think we've done a lot of those through the years. Other people have come and used the cinema, a film, to raise money for nonprofit organizations. And we've done a lot of that kind of work. And, And so in art house also is, like I said, the films are smaller, not seen on a wide level the way most films are shown. I mean, occasionally we do a commercial film, but that's quite unusual. We did Oppenheimer, and more recently we did the Kevin Costner film, but that's not usually our fare.
Yeah. Now, it's not a lot of opportunity for independent film either. I mean, are you the only art house on the Cape? I can't think of another one.
Well, pretty much really the only theater that's dedicated,
Right.
specifically. Sure, there are other theaters that play specialized films and do events and stuff like that, but they also their main fare is still commercial
Yeah.
films.
So how unusual is it for an art house cinema to still be in operation in a community like ours? It seems like we in the past, looking just even nationally, there were a lot more to choose from. It seems like a lot of them have gone away.
I think what has evolved over, let's say, the last 10 to 15 years are, the evolution of film really was that there were like a lot of theaters in cities and around college communities and stuff like that, which were closing single screen, maybe two screen theaters, and multiplexes were being built, to take their place. And so people came in and decided, well, we'd like to keep these theaters going. So they started programming things like foreign language films and maybe repertory older movies and things like that. And eventually that sort of became like a genre or sort of. And so those theaters, they were very abundant. Let's say like the heyday of the art house cinema was probably like in the early 2000s. A lot of a lot of the major studios decided that they would get in on the game, and they started producing smaller, lower budget films and focused on specialized locations to place those films. And unfortunately, that it's expensive. And what's happened really, the success of these art houses in different communities they were so successful that it drove the real estate value up in those areas, making it, financially practically impossible to continue the theater. So a lot of well-known art houses closed down in those types of communities. And the ones that stayed alive, most of them formed nonprofits. Like Coolidge is a good example, an early example of that. And the Coolidge was like a regular movie theater, and then it sort of outlived itself, and it went through the transition. And wound up playing foreign language films and things like that. And it was really struggling because the real estate was so high there. So they formed a nonprofit and saved the building and saved the content. And now it's become so successful that the Coolidge is expanding.
Yeah. Now, a
It's
few,
actually completed an expansion.
yeah, and a few years back, a nonprofit was created for your cinema. What was the impetus behind that to go to a
I
nonprofit?
think just looking at the bottom line, you could see that the business, the specialized business in general was declining. I mean, let's face it, streaming and all these different ways of showing movies outside a movie theater, and the fact that it wasn't just that we're competing with streaming, but you're competing with the production of streaming. Meaning that that a lot of the actors, a lot of the writers have moved to HBO, they've moved to Netflix, and if you're an independent director or producer, you can get easy money through a streaming service. So a lot of the big name directors and stuff, maybe they occasionally made a film that was just would open specifically in theaters, but a lot of the time, they were streaming them directly. I think more recently, they've begun to realize that a lot of these films become lost in streaming, and having them out playing in theaters first gives them a longer life, and it gives them much more exposure. So I think there's re very recently there's sort of a revival to bring films back to movie theaters.
Yeah. So what happened this spring that precipitated that brief closing of the cinema in May?
Well, I think there were financial issues. I think the transition from a nonprofit to I mean from a profit S corp to a nonprofit was a struggle. And so That along with the fact that the content and the movie business in general didn't really make a comeback. I mean, we had money during COVID to reopen, but when that money ran out, and it was around the same time that we transitioned to a nonprofit and realizing that was the only way long term we could survive. And that transition just like became so difficult that we needed to close and to make changes.
Yeah, kind of reorganize. So let's talk
Right.
about what goes into running the Cape Cinema. You know, what are the expenses and revenue sources? What's involved? I mean, you have to pay for the movies, right? You have to pay rent.
So you have to pay, the Playhouse owns the cinema. They've been very they've been very good to us recently, especially given the closure and everything like that. And so they are our landlord. And so we're paying a monthly rent to them. And then, of course, the building itself right now, there's no insulation in the building. And here we are on a day like today, it's 85 degrees out. We're running air conditioning the entire day. And it's just going right through the ceiling. And so you've got huge utility bills. Then you've got your labor costs. Now, most recently, we've put together an army of volunteers. And that's really helped a lot with our labor costs. So that's been a great change. So you have labor costs and you have film costs. And the film companies now, they seem to be wanting more. They're streaming their films more, quickly out in the, so the window of exclusivity and just movie theaters only is shrinking. But at the same time, they want longer runs. I mean, I'm still trying to put together a schedule in August and negotiating with the film companies. And the two films I want the most are going to open on the same date. I've got a single screen theater. I've got to figure out how I can convince the companies to move things around so I can play both movies in August. Still working on that now.
I'm thinking it's been so hot. You mentioned the air conditioned theater. I always thought on a hot day, to me, it's like too hot to be outside. I think it's even for me too hot to be at the beach. I like to go to a movie on a really hot day, and I'm wondering, you must have a lot of folks who feel that same way. Let's go into the air
Yesterday,
conditioning.
especially,
Yeah,
yeah.
so has it has
Yesterday
a
was a huge day.
I was gonna
Was
say,
a huge
business has
day for
been good,
both.
right?
Yes,
Yeah.
it has, and it's almost like rain. It isn't quite. Nothing's like rain. I used to always say, like, when I look up to the sky, it was raining gold. It was like, it just is. It's a game changer. Like I have a movie that's not doing very well, and I'm hoping. Well, hopefully, the film company will let me take the movie out. I can bring in a new movie, and all of a sudden it rains. Then they're yelling at me and saying, "How can we take this movie out? You did $3,000 yesterday." Yeah, but I did 300
Day
the
before,
day before. So I mean, that's how it change. That's how business can change just from the weather.
So how are you and the board looking to the future to ensure a sustainable operation for Cape Cinema? You went to a nonprofit status, and you've hired an operations person, right?
Right. I think, you start with having someone in charge on a daily basis who has a fiscal background. I think that that in the past was lacking. And I think now we have someone in place who has a business background and is much more a business person. I'm the one that books the films. I'm the one with that knowledge and that what we need and what we hopefully have now is someone in place. And also we have a very good treasurer on the board who's working very closely with our new business manager at the cinema. Operations manager is a better word to use.
All right. So you're the one who books the films. Tell us about that. How do you find these films? What's involved in that?
Well, I think it's what's involved first is relationships. You have relationships with salespeople in different companies, and they keep you informed about what's coming out. They send me streamer, a streamed preview of the film so I can watch everything. Or we go up to Dedham at the Dedham Theater, in I guess it's Legacy Place in Dedham. We screen a lot of movies. I sometimes go up to Boston 3 or 4 times a week. I try to see not only everything that I'm going to show at the Cape Cinema, but I also book a theater in Plymouth, where the Plymouth Museum is, and the Visitor Center. It's a two-plex there, so I book that. So I get a broader. I try to see as many films as I can. I also have a person. His name is George Mansour, who's had a long history of booking the Cape Cinema, and we've had since I first started running the theater, or even just worked there in the early 80s. He booked the cinema and has booked many other theaters, and he's kind of famous. And I think he's really been my mentor. He's just, what I've learned about how to book movies, I've learned from him. So you hear about these films from the salespeople, and then you see things like the New York Times publishes an issue where upcoming films for the next 3 or 4 months. Also, I look very closely at the box office. I have some software where I can look into the grosses on different theaters in New England, New York City, and in the Washington, D.C. area. Different. And so on a daily basis, I'm looking at the numbers of theaters. So if someone opens up a small picture somewhere and going, huh, that's interesting. Let me check it out. I'll go check it out and find out who's distributing it, what's the deal here, and are they interested in a run at the Cape Cinema? So there's a lot of that going on. It's pretty much a 24/7
Yeah, I
job.
was going to say, it sounds like you're busy all the time with that. So what's playing now? You got a movie called Touch. Tell us a little bit about the movie that's playing now.
It's just really one of the absolute best films of the year. It's about this elderly man who's losing his memory, and he's living in Iceland, and he's actually running a restaurant in Iceland, and he wants to go back and tie up some loose ends, which start with him leaving and going to London and reliving his life in London, working for a restaurant in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, and where he meets this Japanese girl and he falls in love with her, and that's as much as I'm going to tell you about the story. It is like it's so it's just he's reminiscing, he's trying to put his life in, just tie things up. It's amazing performances, and it's an touch. Well, I think this film will touch everybody's heart. It's a
It's
wonderful.
this is a film out of Iceland, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What are you hearing from the community about the importance of the theater?
Well, I think what I really heard was I said, well, this is what we want to find out. Let's in really seriously engage the community. So there we were close. People are calling me, constantly on the phone talking to people. Yes, we're going to try to reopen. But what we really need is a community meeting. And so we put together this community meeting at the cinema. And I figured, I said, if people don't show up for this, then pretty well tell us it's over. But my God, people showed up. The place was jammed. You couldn't, there were people standing up in the aisles. There were so many people at the theater, and people just were saying, listen, we love this theater. We'll help you out. People wrote checks. People signed up to volunteer. People gave me, technical support about ideas and, financial ideas. All kinds of people stepped forward, and the Playhouse too. The Playhouse was really, really positive about supporting us and in this very difficult time. And it was really enlightening. I think, we were given a very strong message, let's get the theater up. So I think that became our focus, was to get reopen. Reorganize, reopen, and ensure the community that fiscally we will, we will sus we'll make this sustainable, and that's our goal is sustainability. That's why we're still raising money, and I feel very positive for the future of the cinema.
All right. Very optimistic. Sounds good. Eric Hartz, president of Cape Cinema, Inc. and of the board of directors for the cinema. We're going to post a link with more information about Cape Cinema at our website, capeandislands.org. Eric, thanks for joining us. Best of luck.
Chris, thank you so much for having me.